When he corrects. Have you ever had to hold your flesh down? Hold your entire being down while being corrected? Our pride wants to get up and flee or fight back. But then you realize it's from God and then decide to receive the correction. It hurts like hell. But there's a speck inside, a mustard seed size of faith, that this correction is for my best. Then, even though the correction is not exactly right and contains error, and your whole entire being, everything else inside you is reeling and trying to rise up and argue against the one bringing correction, with that one speck of faith that this is good, and you decide you are going to hold down the whole man of flesh who is roaring inside you. And you are going to hold it down until it's dead. That is the dying with Christ, the crucifying the flesh, our pride. It's the baptism where we die daily, holding it under the water until it's dead. Like waterboarding, only not letting it ever get a breath. So you wait, letting the person kill you with their words. Keep it coming, brother. My pride's still kicking a bit. It hurts, but it's a good hurt. I hate it, but it's a cleansing hate. I despise it. I am ashamed because I know I'm guilty and I should be ashamed. Hold it down. Hold it under the cleansing flow of Jesus' blood. So kill it again, because that holding it under the water till it's dead is the baptism that brings me freedom. Finally dead. It is finished. Hey, what's happening now? Now something is lifting me. A hand. A sweet hand. I humbled myself. But now there's a sweet, gentle, but strong hand lifting me up out of the waters of death. Out of the ashes. Oh, the joy of it. My soul is gaining a new life. Love lifted me. I was humbled, and because I accepted it, I am lifted up on a sweet, gentle wind. First, the strong, breaking wind tore me apart. God was not in it, not his sweet presence. But he brought it. He ordered it. It was a gift given to me, a perfect gift, intended for me to hold myself under its power, to bring an end to the tyrannical power my flesh had over me. My flesh wanted to rule me, but I must master it. God helped me by sending a mighty blasting wind that broke up my mountain of rocks. That was my hard ground. That hard ground heart couldn't drink in his sweet presence. So he sent the blasting wind, the shaking earthquake, and the burning fire. He wasn't in these, but he sent them for my good. Now I'm cleansed, and the gentle breeze of his presence renews my heart. He is in the cool breeze of the day that restores my soul.